Full English breakfast, Dave.
Well, I didn't come in here for a curry, did I?
Full English breakfast, bruv.
Oh, I do like a full English breakfast. Oh, I do like a cup of rosy leaf.
Right, stop that! Silly!
What's a weirdly deep post-production hope here again? Don't know why I'm so deep. I need to, like, fiddle with my mic settings on this. Anyway, this is a preview of our bonus episode on Full English Breakfast. Good God, did it suck. Also, I was going to give you the whole song, but one, copyright. Two, the sound quality is so dog shit. Go and listen to it on YouTube. It's absolute fucking dog shit sound quality. Like, I've never heard a sound quality like that. It's so fucking dumb. Anyway, yeah, coming up, about 15 minutes of preview for a movie that you really should join the bonus episode to hear me, Frosty, and Ember go fucking insane over. Goodbye!
So, before we start, I would like to read you my note, because I watched the first 10 minutes after date night, where we cuddled up and we watched a really cute indie movie called Bit about a transgender lesbian vampire.
Yeah, I mean, day before this, Ember and I watched Jennifer's Body, so...
Yay! Yeah. So my notes were, what? Help. I'm taking sanity damage. It's so bad. There is so much walking. Oh, we get a little jump as a treat. Oh, there's more walking. Help. Why is this all dubbed over in post? This was me going mad for the first 10 minutes.
So yes, I will move me.
See, I held off on going mad until like maybe like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, no, this movie is bad.
So yeah,
I'm sorry.
Essentially, sort of basic premise of this movie here is that we have a former war veteran home from Afghanistan called Jamie. He's living rough on the streets. He's down on his luck and he's looking for his chance at
full English.
Yeah, he's looking for a chance at full English, exactly.
See, what actually, you say that, but I feel like I need to mention something else.
Yeah.
If you read the promotional material for this movie, you read the descriptions, it says Dave Courtney is like a former head of a drug empire, he's retired, and then Al-Qaeda comes and tries to burst in on his turf, and he has to fight Al-Qaeda.
Hold on, we're jumping ahead here, but given, let's say it's Al-Qaeda that does it, does this imply that Jamie is a convert by the end of the movie?
Potentially.
And joins Al-Qaeda?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, like, by that description, that means Al-Qaeda are the heroes of this movie.
Yes. Because the surprise twist is that Dave Courtney is the villain.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, is that for our listeners, I do want to point out the fact that Al-Qaeda not appearing in this movie.
No, Al-Qaeda in this movie represented by a dude who has left Afghanistan and who was a member of Al-Qaeda in the sense that, you know, he didn't like his home country being invaded and joined the nearest organized resistance against the American occupation.
And crucially, Guantanamo Bay worked and he was de-radicalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we could probably address like how fucked that is when we get to that part. But like again, definitely within the framing of this movie, Al-Qaeda not involved.
Al-Qaeda, the good guys?
Well, no, they're not here.
No.
You drive the Afghan car.
They do drive the Afghan car.
We do love the Afghan car.
So, I also want to, like, something that just sent me as well, when we were just, like, watching, like, the opening, like, logos of, like, everyone that, like, produced the movie. And the one that fucking sent me was the one called Dangertainment.
Yes!
Yeah, I don't know how entertaining I would call this, but I'd say it's definitely a dangerous consumption.
Yeah, dangerous consumption in that you will want to kill yourself out of boredom. Because this movie has so much padding.
So yeah, we open up with establishing shots of a small cafe and the most British guy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You mean the cook or
yes,
the hobo?
The cook.
Yeah. He's fat, he's wearing a greasy chef's uniform, he's bald, yeah. And he's like, fuck it, I'm running a cafe.
I love this country,
I gotta make food.
Love my sausages, love football, hate my wife, don't like it at his door.
Except he doesn't love his sausages because he serves shit sausages.
Okay, hold on. I want to say, it's not a great defense, but in this guy's defense... He serves the best breakfast of any of them in this movie.
He does, and I hate it. I think, here's the thing, for a movie titled Full English Breakfast, you would expect a lot of love to the art of the full English breakfast.
I mean, like...
You would be wrong.
Like, at least his food looks like it's serviceable, like, greasy cafe. Like, it's not great, but like...
Yeah, like, that's the thing. I can give him some slack because he's running a cheap, greasy cafe. He's probably up against the margins if he's on, like, the edge of London / Kent.
Yeah, it seems like it's not great. It's not the best, but it's somewhere you can stop by for a quick bite to eat, right?
Yeah, it's whatever the full English cost, it's under a tenner.
Yeah.
Which, again, for, like, London / Kent is not bad.
Which cannot be the same cannot be said for the home-cooked full English breakfast of the Courtney household. Bishop household.
Yes, yeah. So he's changed his surname, but he does have the same first name because asking Dave to pretend to be someone else. Yeah.
Remember, he's not called Dave. It's a bit too much of an ask.
Yeah, step too far. But yeah, we get a brilliant slice of British custom though, as well as all the builders sitting around.
Yeah, this is just like so weird. It's just like loads of shots of the camera cutting around to just like builders eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You missed the most important shot in there, though.
Oh, I was about to bring that up. I know you're going to talk about the fucking page 3.
I was about to talk about the boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Core, look at these boobies. Look at these tits. Yes. Core, look at these lovelies.
By the way, this is the closest you're going to get to any kind of sex. Really.
So, yeah. I feel like we do have some international listeners, the page 3 is a very, I say relic,
it's dead.
I say relic, it's like, it died like 10 years ago, so it's not really that old, but,
Except there's still people going around saying, bring back page 3!
So, shitty tabloid newspaper in this country, The Sun,
banned in Liverpool for, basically saying, hey, yep. The people who lived in your city who died in an accident deserved it because they were scouts.
Yeah, as it implies, on the third page of this, you have essentially is what is like a glamour model showing her tits off.
Yep.
And sort of like, there's a whole thing about it, but like each sort of year tends to be like a competition to find the new page 3 like girl to like add to the roster of them.
Yeah, and it's
but yeah, it's basically just a page of this shitty tabloid rag where you see a woman's boobies.
Yeah, it's a picture of like a glamorous skinny white girl with her boobs out wearing some like sexy lingerie, underwear, and she's saying like a brain dead thought like, I think Israel should kill them all.
Oh my god, you know, I think when the IDF kill innocent civilians, it gives me a total wetty.
Stop using that word. How dare you?
I'm sorry, since we watched Jennifer's Body, I just can't stop saying that word, it's so funny.
It's become a part of her vocabulary.
It'll leave as soon as it's calm when she finds something else to get be weird about.
I think
you know what Frosty's like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so we finally, after just all of this obviously very necessary mood establishing, tone establishing,
yeah, welcome to England. This is England.
Yeah. We get our geezer chef. He's folding his arms. He's very cross because there's a homeless guy who's been sitting there in his cafe stinking up the place.
and scaring off the punters, which nobody says that.
You're scaring off the punters!
Once again, dialogue written by Dave Fleming.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, this guy just stepped out from the Queen Vic pub.
He was at the Rover's Revenge when they closed it.
He's at a second shift. He's been hustling with Phil Mitchell, and he's gotta open the cafe up.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually really funny. Yeah. I did actually see pictures of Dave Courtney standing next to her and like taking pics with the fucking guy who plays Phil Mitchell in EastEnders. And like they are the same guy.
Yeah. But, so, our homeless man, this is Jamie.
This is Jamie.
He throws a tantrum, leaves the restaurant, and then goes out, kicks some bins around, and then seemingly...
Yeah. Okay!
Finds in the bins or somewhere a monogrammed wallet, aka a poor man's idea of a rich man's wallet.
Yeah, it's like a this black leather wallet. Yes, T.B. Cooper, yeah.
D.B. Cooper's Diamante wallet.
Yes. Is
my note on the screen.
I want to also kind of question here. This scene doesn't make any sense given what we learn at the end of the movie.
I think here's the thing.
Did he steal the wallet and plant it here?
He robbed it.
But even if he did, like, it's clearly established that his plan here was to he left the wallet in the alley, though, right? Which I don't know why he did that. Does he know?
To make is him he look aware, like he's like,
is he
naturally
aware he's in a movie?
Yeah,
the only person he has to mislead here is the audience. But he does not know there is an audience.
The only theory I have is that he stole it off Dave, planted it there, and then when he was sure Dave had left, went to retrieve it, and then was like, fuck it, I'm hungry.
But again, that doesn't make sense because like Dave goes like two places, his house, he goes like three places, his house, the club, and the golf course.
Yeah.
This fucker was never here.
Oh god, the golf course.
This fucker was never here.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
No, I hadn't thought about that, and now I'm going to be thinking about it all night.
But yeah.
Our boy Jamie, he's a scraggly, long-haired, bearded man. He's got, like, his fucking, he's got his, like, Rambo fit on. He's got his dog tags.
Yeah, his Rambo fit, which is dire. Dog shit. It's, like, a greasy green t-shirt and some jeans.
Yeah. And cargo pants.
Yeah. It's not good.
So you say, now that he's accidentally found this wallet, he goes back to the cafe and pays a tenner for this breakfast.
Yeah, which is how we know that the breakfast is
than a tenner because he just keep the change, but...
Yeah, it's less than a tenner, so that means it's not a bad breakfast or under a tenner.
Well, in London at least, right?
Yeah,
well, I say in London at least, but, like, fucking, you can't get in... cost of living has gone up.
So, when I go to see my girlfriend, we can get breakfast for under a tenner, but it's a spam and egg sandwich, a sausage and egg sandwich, and two cans of Coke.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing you can get for under a tenner.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
No.
Delicious spam. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why she bought this. She started buying that, and she just has bought it the last few times we've been there.
Yeah.
Anyway, the greasy dude goes back for a fry up, and we get a title drop.
Oh my god, I love this bot so much. It's just like stock footage of like a field with like Windows Movie like titles on it.
Yeah, no, my notes say it's a BBC Three title screen with a shitty song.
Oh my god, you know you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a BBC Three ass title scene.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, I can't believe watching the fucking Lemmy show.
Oh.
I mean, I would rather be watching the Lemmy show than this.
His name is No, wait. Anyway. here's the thing. We see him walk the entire, what, 250 meters through this field.
Yeah. Oh, I won't steal this one. I had this on my notes, but I won't steal this one from Ember about what you noticed about the fucking weird music in this scene.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even write that down as a note. It's fucking royalty-free, don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah, it sounds like
oh
a
Oh my god,
slightly,
is it?
What's, I mean, it sounds yeah. like, what it sounds like, yeah, is like a weird MIDI knockoff of Don't Fear the Reaper. It's so
yeah.
funny.
It sounds like the beginning, but it never like actually starts.
Wow, I hate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like I said, it's like the most crunchy yeah. dog shit MIDI ever. It sounds like it's like from a Doom WAD.
I was just saying,
yeah.
like, singing along.
We, yeah,
you know.
He arrives walking through this field.
Oh yeah. So he walked. So I mean, we get a welcome to England moment because he stops at a memorial bench, which is something that is so British. It just again, it's just gotta let you know we're in England,
and also we've gotta let you know that he's a troop.
Yeah. He stops, pays respect. It's a memorial bench, like a good trip.
I like the implication here is that he has walked all of the way
from London to Kent.
Yeah, and like they do not show the passage of time. He's moved pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, what we do see though is, I mean, let me describe this: walking, walking, walking. He does a gay little jump up on a stone.
Yeah.
Walking close up yeah. of the wallet, which. Must have cost them a lot with how many close-ups we get of it and him like fingering the monogram and then more walking, a little jump, and he arrives at a wide one floor house with a old with the second generation Porsche Taycan sitting in the driveway.
Oh,
with
oh,
a custom license
oh,
plate.
Yeah, baby, what does that license plate say on it?
It says wealth.
Oh, yeah, it says, well, specifically, it says wealth written as W34LTH. It's so good.
It's gotta be legal. Gotta have illegal fucking license plate.
I just love, like, yeah, this, like, there's the idea of what a drug dealer drives around in, and it's an old Porsche that has wealth on the license plate.
Yeah.
No one will rob us in the wealth car.
Yeah, we're driving the wealth car and the wealth car is unrobbable
yeah.
because no one will rob me.
Well, just like someone just like driving behind it and go, yo, I think that Porsche's got wealth in it.